A day after the Washington Post published its investigation of the NFL's handling of disability claims, 10 retired NFL players have sued the league, accusing it of wrongfully denying their claims.
Washington Post reporter Will Hobson is on our news line. So, Will, what is the league allegedly doing wrong?
The Post published an investigation about how the league's disability plan has aggressively contested claims, changed their rules, and reinterpreted them on the fly to deny disability claims, and overly relied on these plan doctors they employ who might be financially motivated to deny claims. And then today, 10 former players filed a lawsuit in class action status, basically making those same allegations. They're focused very much on these plan doctors who they claim are failing to diagnose them with disabilities out of financial motivation.
So what is that financial motivation? Is the NFL actually paying these doctors to not find problems with these guys?
So the disability plan pays them. The league and the union who oversee this plan assert that these doctors are neutral. They have no bias or lien. But the lawyers who filed today's lawsuit say that they've collected data that disproves that and shows that the plan doctors, the more money they make, the less likely they are to diagnose players with disabilities.
You mentioned the Players Association. Is the union at fault here? And if so, why isn't it being sued?
The union is, if you'd ask retired players, they would tell you that the union doesn't forcefully advocate enough for them as they try to get their disability claims approved. And the union also has an oversight role with the Disability Benefits Office. But they're technically an independent entity, and so is the league. So they're not actually named in the suit, but there are union officials who are involved with the processes that are being criticized here.
I know you reported there are 10 former players who filed this lawsuit today. Is there any idea how many NFL players and former players may have been cheated by all this?
I mean, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of more than 10 or 15,000 former NFL players out there, wow. If not more. There's about 3,100 who are getting disability benefits right now. But medical research of former players, finds vastly higher rates than that of, orthopedic injuries, cognitive ailments, et cetera. So, I mean, there could be, anything from dozens to hundreds of players out there who believe that they qualify for disability claims that saw their claims wrongfully denied.
Is the NFL saying anything about your investigation or the lawsuit today?
The NFL disputed the findings of our investigation. They actually claimed that in any case where a federal judge found that the plan had wrongfully handled a claim, that the judge was actually mistaken. And they have not commented on today's lawsuit.
Washington Post reporter Will Hobson. Thanks, Will, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.